The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
In middle school, I ate Pop-Tarts for breakfast every single day.
Get more bizarre every day.
No.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
How about Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines? Sip, this has got to feel good in your home field in a snowstorm.
I think it feels good.
Against Ohio State to win by 15, but also, Sip, 297 yards on the ground for the Wolverines. The offensive line mauled the defensive line and linebackers of Ohio State.
You're right.
And just trounced them. I mean, this is a one-point lead at halftime, but the second half was all Michigan. In a 42-27 win, they are your Big Ten East champions. And right now, number two in the polls
after that win. Right. See, there's something.
And that scene, by the way, the scene after the game with everybody on the field at Michigan, 100,000 people down there, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was.
Really cool.
It was. Well, I mean, they broke an 8-game losing streak against Ohio State. Now, here's the deal, Jake. Here's the stat. The winner of the game,
okay.
Ohio State, Michigan, the winner of the game, 20 straight times has more rushing yards than the opponent.
Whoa.
20 straight times. Okay. And you said it, Michigan 297 rushing yards, Ohio State 64.
That's right.
Now, it was interesting. When I turned on the TV and saw snow, I thought, oh, this is Michigan. This favors Michigan. But Joe Klatt during the game is saying, no, the snow favors Ohio State because the receivers know where they're going. No, Joel, that's wrong. That's just wrong.
I did hear that comment, too. I heard it when he said that.
No, that's not right. That wasn't a throwing day. That was not a day to throw the ball. I get what he's saying.
The same comment you heard. I heard that, too.
Yeah, I get what he's saying, but I think sometimes in football we just overthink stuff. The wind was swirling. The ball's not, it's going to be a little wet. It's not a good day to throw the ball. And Stroud was good. C.J. Stroud was excellent most of the time.
34 for 49, 394, two touchdowns, no picks. Those are great numbers.
But you would agree that it didn't look quite like Ohio State moving down the field.
Well, it's the same thing against Nebraska, though. Same thing. They passed for a lot of yards to Jackson Smith and Jigba against Nebraska. They didn't run the ball very well. And, they could have lost that game in Lincoln. They won by 9 because Nebraska's just inept at times when it matters most. Michigan is playing with the mission right now.
Yeah, they are.
But it was a very similar defensive game plan for Michigan to what it was for Nebraska against Ohio State.
I think so. Well, what happened with Michigan is pretty clear. They just went back to being a Harbaugh team. We're going to run it. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to line up and run it at you. Pro sets, and we're coming at you. And and as you said, Jake, you're exactly right. The Michigan offensive line brutalized Ohio State.
I mean, they averaged 7.2 yards per carry in that game.
Yeah, Hassan Haskins, who, by the way, 6'2", 220. Now, what do I always say?
Big back.
Yeah, he's perfect. Because he's not, I mean, he's a pretty angular dude. I mean, that's not a, I mean, he's not a big-legged guy that can't run. He's just a tough hombre, right?
Yes.
And you saw the final drive. Oh, boy. I mean, he was running like a man possessed. And that's 6'2", 220 coming at you.
Yeah, you're just waiting for the Michigan mistake at that point. You know, they're up by 8. Okay, how do they fumble this or throw it? You know, throw a pick and give Ohio State a chance? And Haskins is like, no, not today. Not this time, Buckeyes. We're taking this one home, and we're going to win this game. And they did. You know,
and then afterwards,
they just, every time Ohio State scored, they responded. They had the lead, and they responded every single time.
And then Harbaugh afterwards with the classic quote.
Yeah, please read this one.
Yeah, quote of the weekend. Jim Harbaugh was asked after the game if he has thoughts on trash talking from Ohio State, most notably in recent years. He said, and I got to think this is directed at Ryan Day.
It is.
Some people were born on third and think they hit a triple. Yeah, Harbaugh's back. the obnoxious Harbaugh's back, which is, I don't know. I have mixed emotions about it, but you tip your cap to them, right? And by the way,
I love that
Aiden
quote,
Hutchinson, three sacks.
Oh, he was
a beast. Now, why is Aiden Hutchinson not getting some Heisman Trophy mention right now? Why is that not happening? Come on, Jake.
Well, he should, because this year just doesn't have
That's
the guys.
13 sacks. He has 13 sacks. Now, Michigan, by the way, I hate to Huskerize everything, but Michigan tends to be everything that Nebraska is not. They have the two – they have not only Aiden Hutchinson, they have David Ojabo.
They have two guys almost every year.
Yeah.
It feels like they always have two pass rushers.
On the end.
Every
edges.
Year.
And what does Aiden Hutchinson do in the biggest game of the year? He gets three sacks. 13
he was,
on
he
year.
Was massive in that game.
Yeah, 13 on the year. Ojabo got one late off the other side. But then what does Michigan have? They have that big pounding offensive line, big pounding running game. And, yeah, I mean, I know that – but here's the news. Here's the news. Scott's trying to do that. He's trying to recruit big offensive linemen and have a pounding running game. They want to do it. They just got to get the guys.
They don't commit to a running back, though.
Well,
they do roulette at running back.
Yeah, but they don't. But no. Be fair. You got to be fair in these conversations. What did Frost say entering the season? We want a go-to back. You got to be fair. They just don't have one. They want one, but they don't have that guy.
Well, that comes right back to your head coach then for not getting that guy.
Well, yeah.
If you want it, then you better find a way to get one.
Right.
In the transfer portal, they tried Marquis Stepp, but didn't work out for them. In terms of
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Being that
but
guy.
But they want it. They want a Hassan Haskins. I don't know why they haven't gotten it. I mean, the last time they had it was Amir Abdullah.
It's been too long.
Yeah,
got to have a running back. You can't just
keep going. A go-to one big-time running back. Now, Michigan did have Blake Corum, too.
They had two guys.
Yeah, but when Corum hurt his ankle, had a high ankle sprain. He did play the
He had eight carries, or six carries, 87 yards.
But you didn't see Corum against Nebraska. I don't think you saw him at all, did you?
I thought he played against Nebraska.
Did he?
Yeah.
He played against Nebraska.
Did Corum
play?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did play against Nebraska.
He played against Nebraska.
Yeah, he hasn't played, though. Look at the last few games. He hasn't been playing. And they've been leaning on Haskins because Corum had a high ankle sprain. Maybe he got a carry here and there. And he didn't get many carries on Saturday. How many carries did Corum get on Saturday?
This past one?
Yeah.
He had six carries.
Six
for 87 yards.
Yeah.
14.5 yards to carry along at 55.
Yeah, he had one big run. He's not getting – but Haskins took over when Corum hurt it.
Yeah, he didn't play the last two games for them. He had one carry for 4 yards against Indiana where he got hurt.
Right.
And then he didn't play the next two. But he had, before that, you know, 13 carries, 45 yards against Michigan State, 19 for 119 against Northwestern, and then, of course, 13 for 89 and a touchdown against Nebraska.
Right. So Tip your cap to Michigan. Now, Michigan, Iowa, here's the deal. Michigan will not brutalize Iowa's front seven like it brutalized Ohio State. It won't.
It's going to be a tough game.
I didn't say that. Will Iowa score?
Yeah, they'll score.
You think so?
Yep.
How many? 14?
Yeah, it could be 14.
So 28 to 14, that kind of game.
I don't know if it's going to be that close or that big of a blowout.
You're giving the Hawkeyes more credit than I am.
Well, I just think Iowa shows up. They don't go away.
Ooh, I like it when you praise Iowa.
I'm not trying to praise Iowa, but what I saw Friday is a team that was determined to not have their chance eliminated before by themselves. They were going to win that football game.
Bring some more praise for Iowa.
No, I'm not bringing more praise for them.
What else you got for Iowa?
You think
Iowa's going to stick in there?
I think they're going to cover 10.5.
Now, here's the deal. You wonder, because of what you established, the scene on that field, how much energy was put into beating Ohio State. Can they get it back?
This feels like to me, Sip, now, just a different sport, okay? Mm-hmm. This feels like to me several years ago when Wisconsin beat undefeated Kentucky in the Final Four.
Yep.
And that was like the story. Yep. And then they lost to Duke in the championship.
Yep.
Everybody said, oh, this is Wisconsin year. They beat Kentucky. Yep. They're the chosen one. They're going to win the championship. Yeah. But no, Duke says not so fast. Yeah. We got you. It feels like that. It feels like Michigan thinks they finally got over the hump. We're going to the playoff.
Yeah.
And here comes Kirk Ferentz with this cheesy smile, wave, and say, not so fast, my friends.
Man, I hear you.
Try again next year.
I hear you. That'll make it interesting. And you're right. You put on the rundown. My dream of Ohio State, Georgia is done.
It's dead.
And that's, I think it's largely because that weather that I saw in Ann Arbor. I was like, okay, that favors Michigan. Pounding running game. They're going to keep the ball, which they did really well. And let's see what Chris, not from the Baldwin shop. Chris, another Chris.
Second Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead. Are you there, Chris?
Chris.
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah. Well, the issue with the running backs is you know, ultimately Frost's fault because, you know, what is Wisconsin number? Four-string running back? These guys develop running backs, and they plug one in. A guy gets injured, they plug one in. Same with Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That happens, especially in the West. You know you're going to need three or four running backs, and you just plug them in as one goes down. You bring one up, and they run for 200 yards against Nebraska. Happens pretty much like clockwork. And so it's a matter they don't – I mean, it's like they don't put emphasis on special teams. It's not a big deal to them, and they don't develop running backs. And they've got to do that. They've got to, you know. So,
okay, thanks for the call.
What I got.
Oh no, I got you. Look at what Minnesota did. I mean, Minnesota was down to, I don't know, Jake. I think it was 3-4. Their third and fourth string.
Yeah,
guys,
it was.
And they just kept rolling.
Yeah, we didn't mention that they beat Wisconsin. That's what allowed Iowa to win the West and go to the Big Ten championship. Wisconsin had this long win streak. I told you I felt weird about that game. I said the other team that's not supposed to win that game usually wins that game recently, it feels like. And Minnesota just handled Wisconsin. You know, there was a missed field goal that helped Minnesota out in that game too, but they made their kick to go up by 10, and that was all she wrote in that ball game.
Yeah, well, Wisconsin never got in the end zone, and Braylon Allen, who rushed for 200-plus against Nebraska, 17 carries, 47 yards.
Determined
against the Gophers
to not make him beat them.
How's that?
Let them beat them.
I mean, that's – Nebraska's defense got leaky late in the season against the run. Now, some of that, they're banged up. I mean, no – you know, that's – Damian Daniels didn't play. Deontay Williams didn't play. Caleb Tanner did play. Who else were they without?
I don't know.
Well, obviously, JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo was a big loss.
Yeah, JoJo was a big loss. And Braylon Allen didn't find rushing room against Minnesota. He didn't find that room against Minnesota that he did against Nebraska. 17 carries, 47 yards.
PJ Fleck.
Well,
PJ,
you give Fleck a lot of credit.
You have to. Yeah.
That program,
people like to hate him still, but you got to give him credit,
8-4,
man.
8-4, 6-3. Okay, 8-4 overall, 6-3 in the Big Ten West, and you upend Wisconsin. Yeah, you got it. And there was so much energy. There's so much energy in that program. And by the way, the quarterback's coming back. What's his name?
Tanner Morgan.
Tanner Morgan's coming back for 6 years.
As is Ibrahim, the running back.
Yeah, there'll be a bear.
They're gonna be
a challenge. They're gonna be a bear.
They're gonna be a problem next year.
Yeah.
When we come back, Song of the Day and NFL winners and losers next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.